Agenda item number 8A, we're going to recess as the Board of Supervisors reconvene as the Marin County Redevelopment Agency Board of Commissioners, and we will welcome Brian Crawford and take up the approval of our minutes from March 1 of 2011. A motion to...
I'll move approval. Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Any public comment? Any opposition? Seeing none, the minutes are approved, and we'll turn to our director for his report.
Good morning, President Kinsey, members of the commission. I want to expand a little bit on Dan Eilerman's comments earlier this morning about state budget impacts and one of the obvious questions that arises out of the Redevelopment Agency Restructuring Act, which is what the budget bill that essentially proposes to dissolve redevelopment agencies is what does it mean to our redevelopment agency? And that, I guess at a basic level, is difficult for us to answer as it is currently for any other redevelopment agency, because yesterday the California Redevelopment Agency Association, along with the California League of Cities, filed a petition requesting the California Supreme Court overturn the legislation, and at the same time it's seeking a stay of the effective implementation of that bill, which will affect October 1 of this year. Also, the budget bill is not, at least that portion of the budget bill that deals with redevelopment agencies, it's not exactly a model of clarity, so I think it's going to be some time before redevelopment agencies and their attorneys figure out what it means. However, if the current legislation were to withstand legal challenge, and as we currently understand it, we don't believe there are any significant long-term impacts to the county's redevelopment agency, because our redevelopment plan, as Dan mentioned, is scheduled to expire at the end of the year, which means we wouldn't be taking on any projects. However, the redevelopment agency may continue to exist and function basically as it has in the past by taking actions related to its bonded indebtedness, such as paying off bond debt and housing set aside. As you may recall, in March, we received the Commission and the Board's approval to enter into funding agreements for several expenditures of redevelopment agency funds. We did that, of course, in anticipation that the Governor's bill was going to dissolve redevelopment agencies. We're reviewing those funding agreements with our outside legal counsel. We're hopeful at this point that most of them will stay intact if the legislation goes through. That's assuming that the county will become the successor agency for our redevelopment agency when it expires, or dissolves rather, in October. And for within the next, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks, our staff will be back before you with a more detailed analysis of the implications of the county taking on the successor agency role, as well as other related responsibilities for appointing members to an oversight board that would review the successor agencies, funding actions, as well as responsibilities of the county auditor controller's office for conducting an audit of liability and assets and transfer funds. So that concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions from Commissioner? Anyone in the public wish to speak to this? Seeing none, we will move to Board of Commissioner matters. Any Commissioner matters? Open time on redevelopment agency business. Seeing no one. Finally, a request AD to authorize the President to execute an agreement in an amount not to exceed $29,900 for the preparation of the annual audit.
I'll move approval. Second.
Motion and second. Any public comment? No. Any opposition? Seeing none. We will adjourn as the Marin County Redevelopment Agency Board of Commissioners, and we'll now see Board of Commissioners, and we'll now